Have you ever noticed those subtle whispers of doubt in your relationship? Those moments when something feels slightly off, but you cannot quite put your finger on it? It is like trying to catch smoke. You see it, but when you reach out to grasp it, it slips through your fingers. Many women find themselves in this space, sensing their partner might not be truly ready for a deep, committed relationship, yet struggling to trust their intuition. Welcome to the Better Love Podcast. I am Amanda Collins, and today we are exploring a crucial topic that touches the heart of every relationship journey, recognizing when someone is not emotionally prepared for commitment, even if their words say otherwise. As a relationship expert, I have observed a fascinating pattern. The most significant indicator of relationship success is not compatibility, shared interests, or even chemistry. It is emotional readiness. When two people come together, their capacity for emotional intimacy becomes the foundation upon which everything else builds. Yet this readiness often reveals itself in subtle ways that are easy to overlook, especially when our hearts are invested. In today's episode, we will explore the hidden signals that indicate emotional unreadiness in potential partners. You will discover how to recognize these subtle cues early in your dating journey, understand what they truly mean, and learn how to respond in ways that honor both your time and your heart. We will examine common misconceptions about relationship readiness, explore key principles of emotional maturity, and provide practical strategies for assessing potential partners with clarity and wisdom. By the end of our time together, you will have a deeper understanding of what true emotional availability looks like, and more importantly, you will trust your ability to recognize it. Let us begin this important conversation about protecting your heart while pursuing authentic connection. Let me share a story that perfectly illustrates these subtle signs of emotional unreadiness. I recently worked with a client named Jessica, a successful marketing executive who met David through a mutual friend. Their connection seemed promising from the start. He was attentive, successful in his career, and expressed genuine interest in building a relationship. Jessica noticed early on that whenever conversations turned toward deeper emotional topics, David would skillfully redirect the discussion to work, travel plans, or surface-level subjects. He could talk for hours about his professional goals, but became notably uncomfortable when Jessica shared vulnerable moments from her past relationships. At first, she attributed this to him being private or perhaps just taking things slowly. As their relationship progressed over 6 months, a pattern emerged. During moments of conflict or emotional intensity, David would physically withdraw, sometimes disappearing for days before resurfacing as if nothing had happened. He would send thoughtful gifts and make grand gestures, yet consistently struggled to engage in conversations about their future or his feelings. Jessica found herself walking on eggshells, carefully measuring her words to avoid triggering his emotional retreat. The turning point came during a weekend away when Jessica gently brought up the topic of meeting each other's families. David's response was revealing. He became visibly anxious, mentioned his busy schedule, and spent the rest of the trip buried in work emails. This moment crystallized all the subtle signs Jessica had been noticing, but trying to rationalize away. She realized that despite his verbal assertions about wanting a relationship, his behavioral patterns told a different story. Through our work together, Jessica learned to recognize that emotional readiness manifests in consistent patterns, not isolated moments or words. She came to understand that her intuition had been signaling these disconnects all along. Instead of trying to make the relationship work by diminishing her own emotional needs, she chose to have an honest conversation with David about their different levels of emotional availability. This experience taught Jessica that recognizing emotional unreadiness early on is not about judgment. It is about understanding where someone truly is in their journey. It is about acknowledging that timing and emotional capacity play crucial roles in relationship success. As we explore these patterns further, you will discover how to identify these subtle yet significant indicators in your own dating experiences. Jessica's experience highlights several common misconceptions about emotional readiness in relationships that many women encounter in their dating journey. When we examine these beliefs more closely, we can better understand why they often lead us astray. Many women believe that if someone says he wants a relationship, this automatically means he is ready for one. As we saw with David, words and actions do not always align. True relationship readiness manifests in consistent behavioral patterns, the ability to stay present during difficult conversations, to engage in emotional vulnerability, and to work through challenges together rather than withdraw. Another misconception is that someone with extensive relationship experience must be emotionally prepared for commitment. Previous relationships do not automatically create emotional maturity. What matters is how a person has processed these experiences and what he has learned from them. An emotionally ready partner can discuss past relationships with clarity and insight without carrying unresolved anger or blame. Perhaps the most persistent myth is that time alone heals emotional wounds and creates relationship readiness. This passive approach overlooks the crucial role of intentional growth and self-reflection. Emotional preparedness requires active engagement in personal development, seeking to understand patterns, working through past hurts, and developing healthy coping mechanisms. Understanding these misconceptions helps us approach dating with clearer vision and stronger boundaries. It enables us to recognize the subtle but significant indicators of emotional readiness in potential partners. As we explore the core principles of emotional accountability and consistent communication patterns, you'll discover how to identify partners who are truly prepared for the depth of connection you seek. These insights lead us to examine three fundamental principles that form the foundation of genuine emotional readiness. By understanding these principles, you will develop a more nuanced perspective on what truly indicates a partner's capacity for meaningful connection. Understanding emotional readiness goes beyond simply recognizing misconceptions. The true markers of relationship preparedness reveal themselves through consistent patterns and behaviors that indicate genuine emotional maturity. The first crucial indicator lies in emotional accountability. A partner who demonstrates true readiness takes full ownership of their emotional responses without deflecting or blaming others. When he faces challenging situations, he acknowledges his feelings and communicates them clearly. You will notice this in how he handles disagreements. Instead of becoming defensive, he remains open to discussion and focuses on understanding both perspectives. Communication patterns tell an equally important story about emotional preparedness. A genuinely ready partner maintains consistent communication during both peaceful and stressful times. You will observe this stability when work pressure increases or when facing relationship challenges. He does not withdraw or become erratic in his responses. Instead, he stays engaged and works through difficulties together with you. Perhaps most revealing is how a potential partner has integrated past relationship experiences. Someone who has processed previous relationships demonstrates this through balanced perspectives rather than extreme reactions. You will notice he can discuss past relationships without intense emotional charge. He acknowledges lessons learned without harboring resentment or idealizing former partners. These indicators work together to paint a complete picture of emotional readiness. When you observe emotional accountability alongside stable communication and healthy integration of past experiences, you gain clarity about your potential partner's preparedness for a meaningful relationship. A partner who embodies these qualities creates space for authentic connection and growth. As you evaluate potential partners, consider how these principles manifest in daily interactions. Notice the small moments that reveal emotional maturity. Pay attention to patterns rather than isolated incidents. These consistent behaviors provide the foundation for building a lasting, fulfilling relationship. Now that you understand these key indicators of emotional readiness, let us explore how to put this knowledge into practice in your dating life. These practical steps will help you evaluate potential partners with greater confidence and clarity. Let us put these principles into action with clear, practical steps you can use in your dating life. Start by creating focused opportunities for emotional discussions during your first few dates. Ask open-ended questions about his life changes or challenging situations, then observe his response patterns. When he shares a story about work stress or family dynamics, notice how he frames the situation. Does he take responsibility for his part, or does he consistently portray himself as a victim? An emotionally ready partner will acknowledge his role while maintaining a balanced perspective. Pay attention to phrases like, "I realized I needed to handle this differently," versus "everyone was against me." Test communication consistency by noting his behavior during busy or stressful periods. Send a message expressing interest in his day when you know he faces challenges. An emotionally prepared partner will respond thoughtfully, even if briefly, rather than disappearing completely. He might say, "Today is hectic, but I want to connect later tonight," showing both awareness and consideration. Create space for discussions about past relationships naturally within conversations. Listen for signs of emotional processing rather than unresolved anger. An emotionally ready partner can say, "That relationship taught me valuable lessons about communication," instead of, "My ex was crazy and ruined everything." Watch for his ability to regulate emotions during disagreements. Introduce a different perspective on a topic he feels strongly about. Notice if he can engage in respectful dialogue or becomes defensive and hostile. Emotional readiness shows in his capacity to stay present and curious even when challenged. These observations build a clear picture of emotional preparedness over time. Look for patterns rather than perfection. A partner showing consistent growth and self-awareness in most areas indicates genuine relationship readiness. Now, let us explore how to handle common challenges that arise during this evaluation process. As you implement these observation strategies, you might find yourself questioning your judgment. It is natural to wonder if you're being too critical when noticing potential signs of emotional unreadiness. The key lies in developing a balanced perspective based on consistent patterns rather than isolated incidents. One significant challenge arises when strong physical attraction clouds your ability to assess emotional readiness objectively. Your heart races, chemistry flows, and suddenly those red flags look more like exciting possibilities. Create a simple evaluation system before emotional attachment develops. Write down 3 non-negotiable indicators of emotional readiness and review them after each date. You might hesitate to assess someone's emotional preparedness out of fear of being too judgmental. This mindset shift proves essential. You are not judging his character, but evaluating compatibility for a healthy relationship. Think of it as creating a strong foundation for potential partnership rather than criticism. During stressful periods, your date might display behaviors that seem like emotional unavailability. Before drawing conclusions, consider context. Has he communicated about the temporary nature of his stress? Does he show awareness of how his behavior impacts you? Emotional readiness often appears in how someone handles and communicates through difficulties, not in perfect consistency. The path to finding an emotionally ready partner requires patience and self-trust. Your instincts serve as valuable guides when supported by careful observation. Each dating experience builds your ability to recognize genuine emotional preparedness. Focus on patterns that emerge over time rather than seeking immediate certainty. By maintaining clear standards while showing compassion for human complexity, you create space for authentic connection with someone truly prepared for partnership. Let us explore how to bring these insights together and move forward with confidence in your dating journey. The path to recognizing emotional readiness in potential partners begins with trusting your observations. When you notice consistent patterns of emotional accountability and stable communication, you are witnessing key indicators of relationship preparedness. These patterns reveal themselves through actions, not just words. Understanding the difference between situational stress and genuine emotional unreadiness empowers you to make confident decisions about your relationships. A partner who demonstrates self-awareness and takes responsibility for his emotional responses shows true readiness for meaningful connection. This manifests in his ability to maintain open dialogue during challenging moments and process past experiences without reactive behavior. Your assessment of a partner's emotional readiness is not judgment, it is wisdom in action. By creating clear criteria for evaluation, you protect your heart while remaining open to authentic connection. Focus on observable patterns in communication, emotional regulation, and conflict resolution. Take time this week to reflect on your current or recent relationships through this lens of emotional readiness. Notice the patterns of accountability, communication stability, and emotional awareness. Document specific examples where you see these qualities present or absent. This practice strengthens your ability to recognize genuine relationship readiness. This is Amanda Collins, because better understanding leads to better love. Let us guide your journey at betterloveproject.com.